The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, what's on your phone that would be pretty bad if other people found it? This was a BuzzFeed list they stole from Reddit, but people were talking about the things that are on there. You know, obviously, there are people who have nudes. That's sure. One thing. If that's all it is, then yeah, that's fine. But that's not what we're looking for. Though this is interesting. This one, it says, I'm a librarian. People always want help printing things from their phone. I can't tell you how many times they hand me their phones only to have their web browser be open to full-on porn.
Yeah.
Like, what do you...
I don't know.
Do you just hand it back to them?
I don't know how people, like, think that way. Like, hey, I'm at a library. One, how pathetic if you have to go to a library to print off an internet porno picture.
Well, that's not what they're printing, right?
It must be. Well, why? What else would they be printing if it's on? If that's what's open when they hand the phone to them?
Maybe they need their browser to go to some website to upload it to. I don't know. I'm trying to find a benefit. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think so. Usually, a lot of the printers now are just like Bluetooth enabled. So, like, even true. If you were just at my house and you went, "Oh, can I print this?" You have a printer.
Yeah.
I would say yes, and you would hold your phone up and then go choose printer, Canon 9500 or whatever it is.
Yes,
and then it would print.
Yeah.
So.
So if you want to print some porno, get over to Hot Wings' house.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying. Use the Canon 95.
Come on over.
What is on your phone, Hot Wings, that would get you in trouble?
That would get me in trouble?
Do you have anything? No. You got a time bomb on there?
No. I mean, I would say that there's certainly things that would be kind of embarrassing, like where I take a pic. Like when I first got like shingles and I was taking pictures of my torso and sending them to my doctor like those. And I don't think I ever deleted them. So like that stuff would be embarrassing, but nothing would like get me in trouble.
But we're always embarrassed. So whatever.
Yeah. I mean, but no, nothing that would actually get me in trouble.
Mine. There's a lot of, if you got into the cloud, it would just be too much financial and divorce and radio show information. So that's boring. Kelly, you got anything on your phone that you would wince about if somebody got it?
I don't have anything that would get me in trouble on my phone, but I got things that would get other people in trouble on my phone.
Photos.
Something like that.
That shouldn't have been sent to you?
Yeah, stuff like that, but things that, like, you know, per particular situations where I'm like, I might have to keep that one day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But no, nothing on mine other than, like, what you said. I do have, you know, bank information where somebody could completely and totally drain me if they wanted to, but I have it under lock and key in certain apps or the bank app themselves.
Right.
But yeah, if somebody got into that.
Yeah, that's a whole different game.
Oh, my
God. Steve, what about you?
Yeah, it's the
nude
the
Comanche pics?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, the financial stuff. I'm sure that if people dug through, like, for instance, our group text, our show group text.
Oh, there'd be stuff in there where you're like, that's an inappropriate joke.
Yeah, because there are plenty of times where, like, we know the context of something, so we make an offhanded comment or a joke.
And sometimes strive for shock value.
Yeah, you try to, like, I want to make somebody laugh or something. So, there's
really
plenty of it.
But
other people, I'm really enjoying what some people are sending in because it's completely different than what I imagined. Let's see. Where's the one? One person has a tab on their notes app that is stand-up bits they've been working on. They are hoping to get the courage to try an open mic night.
Oh, wow.
But if anyone found those notes, it would be brutal because I'd just be so embarrassed to have them read my raw thoughts. I can see
that.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that. This is a good one. I'm a funeral director, and sometimes it's necessary to take pictures to document certain things.
Oh.
And those pictures would be less than ideal in another person's hands.
Like pictures of the bodies?
Probably. Oh. I mean, I'm sure in some cases, like, you're documenting, like, you know, this was the jewelry I took off or whatever. I mean, who knows? I mean, what they might be documenting along the way. For whatever purpose, but yeah, I could see where that would be really unfortunate.
Yeah, right. Here's a show code, this texter writes. I get anxious whenever I hand my phone over because I kid you not, I have 10,000 photos in my gallery and 80% of it is furry porn, 5% nudes. When I hand someone my phone, I just pray they don't hit the wrong thing. I can see that.
Yeah, maybe keep that in a selected folder.
This one from New Hampshire. Boy, this is bold. I have 22 fake email accounts attached to Yelp so I can trash an eatery that's fancy and recently replaced a local watering hole. The restaurant has one star. All the locals read all the reviews because they hate the restaurant that now caters to tourists rather than to the town. No one knows that they're all from me.
Oh, my
dang,
God.
Dang, man. That's a bummer.
That goes back to what are you sabotaging?
Yeah, really. God, you're kind of ruining somebody's life potentially with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to bring back. They didn't. I'm sure they didn't drive them out of business.
Someone texted earlier and said, the worst thing I have on my phone are pictures of my wife's sister nude. We dated briefly before me and my wife got together, and I've never deleted them. You got to delete those, man.
Yeah, those
would definitely get you in trouble.
There's nothing you're saving them for that can be good. I mean,
no.
She already, I assume she knows you dated her sister. If she doesn't, then that's an even better reason to get rid of those.
Yeah, she probably doesn't know that you still occasionally look at the spank.
This text, like just that. Found out yesterday that my nephew's iPad is linked up to the same iCloud as my phone. I know that because I screenshotted some nudes, and they popped up on his iPad.
Yeah, that's something you have to be very careful of when you are setting up the iPad for your kids, because you will have certain account things like linked because it's yours. I had to make sure I shut all those off.
Man. Boy, listen, this one made me wince. Do any of you have someone labeled in your phone with a name that they would not find flattering?
Oh, yeah.
No. Mm-mm. I'm very careful about that.
Yeah, I actually don't, shockingly.
You do, Kelly?
I have a don't answer with a knife emoji next to it.
Well, chances sure are they're never going to see it. I mean,
Pretty sure they'd hate that if they saw it.
Yeah.
Is it someone we would recognize the name of if you said it?
No. Okay. It's somebody who cheated on me. We only dated for like 2 months.
Why don't you just delete it in case they do a pop-up text or something?
They were doing that thing where they bully you up afterwards because they didn't actually cheat. You don't know what you're talking about, even though you have all the proof in the world.
I don't blame you. Yeah.
So I was like, nah, I'm going to mark him as a loser. Mm-hmm. Call him, don't answer on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? It says, my friend is a bartender and he found a phone at the bar that was unlocked and he couldn't find the owner. So he punched in his own phone number to call his phone so he'd have that number or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And when his phone started ringing, he looked at the phone he found and it was labeled Creepy J.
Oh.
Which means he was already labeled in that man or woman's phone as Creepy J.
Oh, bummer.
What if you had never thought you were creepy before that?
You didn't know that you were a creep?
Yeah, well,
everyone's been a creep at some point.
I bet a lot of, like, real creeps don't know they're the creep, though.
Man.
But, yeah, everybody's been the creep at some point where you go, oh, man.
That sucks to know.
I crossed the creep threshold.
Yeah, every one of us has been a creep in someone else's story. Man. Like what we were talking about the other day or yesterday you're the villain. Yeah, you're the villain in somebody's story. You're also the creep in someone's story.
Oh, I don't like that,
that
Steve.
Sucks.
Oh.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I have no doubt that like throughout college, like there was probably like the one class where the one girl was like, man, that guy's always looking at me. You know, where you go, oh man.
It's like a little drool hanging out. Yeah.
Oh, she was really pretty.
Hot Wings is a creep. I didn't know you were drooling actively.
Oh, I always drool. Yeah, whenever I see somebody I like.
This text from the 309, I recently learned you always make sure that the backup Google Photos is turned off. I let my husband take a photo of me one night, and I was going through my Google Photos the next day, a bunch of Easter photos with the kids, picking up eggs right next to a picture of me posing for my husband.
Hmm.
Do you think anybody's hearing these and going, huh?
Yeah.
Like
probably.
Steve?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You had a look when I said that. Like,
yeah. Hmm. Like, be real careful when you just give your kids your old iPad. If you had those things linked up,
yeah,
you got to be real careful with that.
Oh, my God.
What?
Our boss at work was showing us phone pics from her Cancun vacation. You know, where you're like, hey, look at this. Flip, flip,
yeah,
flip. She swiped one too far to a selfie where she had a rock in her mouth.
Oh,
wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But it's not a rock.
Yeah.
Not a rock.
It rhymes with that. Mm-hmm. She looked so happy. She looked so delighted in the picture. And I was happy for her, but she was mortified.
I was happy for her.
Thanks. I mean,
like, did you pat her on the shoulder? Good job. You look.
Hey, well, you had a fun vacation.
Look like you're really taking that job seriously.
Yeah, all those waterfalls and then that rock.
I like that you can smile while you work.
Yeah, so much nature in your mouth.
This person writes from Tennessee. My Fire TV shows all of my photos as a screensaver. If you haven't, if you've paused the TV or whatever.
Yep.
Apple TV,
my
does,
Apple
that.
TV does that too.
Yeah. I would never set it up.
A picture.
We have it set to a specific album.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Make an album. Okay. Yes. Make an album. Yeah.
A picture of a dildo popped up. Wicked embarrassing because my daughter was in the room. Worse, it was hers.
Oh.
She had left it out in a common area. And I had taken a picture of it because it was ginormous, and I had sent it to friends and family laughing at it, never acknowledging that I saw it. So that was how she learned we saw that she had left her ginormous dildo on the table.
Oh, that sucks.
Yikes.
And that's something that could so easily happen just based on this show. The stupid things that are in the studio or we take a picture of or see on the internet, take a screenshot of, and send it to each other.
Mm-hmm.
That could so happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
This text, we were printing out photos for my ex's mom for Mother's Day. My ex's brother was scrolling through photos on the computer at the store where we were printing them and slow scrolled past his own nudes and didn't think I saw it. Still can't look at him the same when we happen to see each other in public.
You look good?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I remember when you could set your – well, yeah, I guess you could still do it, but everybody used to set their screensaver on their computers to a photo roll, and would just pop up the random photos. And I remember being at a girlfriend's, like, house party, and we all had music playing, but, you know, the screensaver would come on as the music continued to play, no big deal. And I looked over, and I was like, whoa. Right on when that picture showing. And then another one, I was like, I think we got in your nudes album. Switch it. Switch
move
it.
The mouse. Yeah. Rub the mouse.
Yeah, exactly. Like, run over there and just rub the mouse pad. I don't know what to do.
That's a really bad deal. Mm-hmm. Kelly, you asked about those nudes that the slow scrolled past. And you said, were they good?
Oh, no. I
answer,
that. I
want quote.
To know.
Oh, Steve did. Answer, quote, they were not, all caps, good.
They were not good. Okay, well, that's too bad. It's unfortunate.
One more along those lines about cameras getting people in trouble. I took my sister and her then-boyfriend to an NHRA drag race in Minnesota. He was a photo buff with a nice camera, and I woke up to the sound of him leaving the camper to go to the bathroom. His camera was sitting on the table, and I thought, I'd like to see those pictures he took. Of the first race experience.
No, you
won't. Oh, no.
Scrolling through the photos, I came across a bunch of sex pics. I thought to myself, I wonder if my sister knows he has these on his camera. Just as I thought that, the next pic was my sister hosting a face party. Then she woke up and saw me holding the camera. It's a family joke still at the holiday parties to this day. It is?
Oh, man. Really? Remember when I saw those pictures of you face partying at the drag races?
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.